Greetings. Today I'm home in Bellingham. Bonnie and I got home late Saturday night after a great vacation with our son Aaron, his wife Amani, our grandson Caden, and our granddaughter Zaria. Yesterday we were blessed to hear Harold Eberly speak to our congregation. We're moving forward with the challenges of transitions and new things to come. We are members of the body of Christ. Corporately, we are the bride of Christ. It is Christ within us and in our midst that makes us who we are. Like our husband, we display the family name. The bride of Christ is the testimony of the city of God. The foundations of the walls of the city are adorned with all kinds of precious stones. Revelation 21, 19 and 20. Whatever is in the foundation is also meant to be revealed in its rising walls of testimony. The grace of God has empowered the church to become the testimony of his passion and glory in the midst of every pressure and tribulation. The city of God reflects and refracts the many attributes of the nature and likeness of God. It is filled with the many testimonies of the light of Christ's glory. What is in the foundation of the church is becoming the very substance that is revealed within the community of the city. If you do some research, you will find that the stones in the foundation of the city likely represent the tribes of Naphtali, Simeon, Manasseh, Reuben, Asher, Judah, Zebulun, Gad, Issachar, Levi, Ephraim, the born again of Joseph, and Benjamin. When presented in this order, they imply that in the foundation of the city is the following testimony. He has wrestled to wrestle no more, hears God and responds, knows his forgiveness and the past is forgotten, is seen as a son, is fortunate and happy, has become a testimony of praise, dwells with God, is joined to others in God, is rewarded by God by seeing what God sees, is one with God, is fruitful in God, and is a testimony of his inheritance through his hand of resurrection life. This is a great foundation for the walls of an awesome community of life. When we stand on the foundation of truth, we stand in the place of life. We no longer wrestle in the flesh, but overcome by the power of his grace. We hear God in the midst of every situation of our lives, and that hearing is enough to inspire our faith. The power of God's mercy each day frees us from the strongholds of our past. We are children of God, and in that we find the fortune of being his son or daughter, and we know the happiness of being a part of his family. Our weaknesses are being transformed to testimonies of his strength. Our flaws are being redeemed by the reigning power of his grace. God lives with us, and we live with him. We are not alone. Being a part of God's family is a daily reality in our world. God's rewards outweigh the losses in our lives. Our perspectives are continually changing. We no longer see the world as we used to see it. We are increasingly looking at things through the eyes of God. He is forever with us in all that we are and do. The fruitfulness of life is our portion, even out of the ashes of death itself. Resurrection life is our portion. Thus, life can never be taken from us. God's hand is upon us. In the same way that God can take the irritations of the flesh and turn them into testimonies of his love, the pressures of life can prove to reveal the character of Christ within our lives. Even as God can take the things that could be most ugly and turn them into something beautiful when we allow his grace to work in our hearts, he can also reveal the brightness of his glory in the midst of the pressures of our lives. God doesn't want us to escape the wounds of our past, nor does he want us to escape the pressures of our lives. He wants us to realize that the wounds of our lives are part of us, but they don't define us. Even so, the pressures of life don't destroy us, but prove to reveal the power of Christ's character within us. Just as the wounds of our flesh can become a pearl of great price revealing God's love, the pressures that appear to be against us can prove the power of the one within us, who is greater than the things of the world. The formation of precious stones involves the transformation of one substance to a more refined, purified, and hardened material. The dissolving of a certain substance, great pressure, and transformation by intense heat produces a translucent material of brilliant beauty. Gemstones of great value are formed deep within the earth and then found in higher level rock formations as magma or other internal movements of the earth carry them towards the surface. There are various ingredients that make up the material of different precious gems, but the process is similar. It is the same in our lives. The dissolving of our old nature reveals the refining grace of God as Christ is formed in us through a baptism of fire in the midst of the pressures of our lives. The work of Christ within us causes a transformation through a metamorphosis in our thinking, and the behavior patterns of our lives become changed through God's conversion process within us. Blessings, Ted J. Henson.